Changing perspectives. Good morning, everyone. This is Boss Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. This morning, I want to talk to you about thinking big. Thinking big. It is so important that we do not limit the things that God has placed on the inside of us. Because we are living in a world where people are constantly telling us to stay in our lane and not to do certain things, you will find that you will dilute the things that God has placed on the inside of you, and you will stop thinking big. The important thing to know and understand is that in God, there is nothing like thinking big. Whatever you are trusting God for, doesn't matter how big it is actually normal thinking. So what are some of the things that you have diluted? What are some of the things that you have not thought of doing because you felt like it was so much bigger than you? Well, today I want to encourage you that everything that is inside of you, inside of your spirit, is placed there by God, and you should actively work towards obtaining that. There's no such thing as thinking too big. Because when you have that kind of mentality, you will never reach your destination. You need to get to a place where you start aiming for the things that is inside of you. If you live a defeated life where you become or you think less than what you should become, inevitably your life becomes a lower version of what God has intended it to be. That is why you need to surround yourself with people who also think like you. Surround yourself with people who do not see your dreams and your visions as aiming too high. Surround yourself with people who do not think that everything that you have is too much. You need to get to a place where you begin to understand that God only wants the best for you. And that means that everything that you do needs to be done with God. And when you do it with God, suddenly the impossible becomes possible. Where do you find yourself right now in your thinking? Because when you think too low of yourself, you will not be able to achieve the things that God has placed in you. If we look at someone in the Bible like Gideon, Gideon says that I am the least among them. I am the least among them. And then he also speaks about the fact, besides that he says he's the least, he speaks about the fact that he comes from a very insignificant tribe. Now, when you begin to think like that, and God has great things in store for you, it is very difficult for you to rise up to that level. And that is why Gideon needed so much encouragement. When God calls him out and tells him to lead a strong army, it takes him a very long time. It takes him moments where he needs to be convinced, where God needs to prove that it is him speaking to him in order for Gideon to get to the place where he needs to be. There are great things inside of you. There are big things inside of you. And these things are dependent on your mindset. They are dependent on how you see yourself. And if you do not see yourself as obtaining great things, you will never obtain those things. You need to get out of the place where you currently find yourself. You need to stop surrounding yourself with people who says that you dream too much, or you can't achieve that, or are you dreaming? But you need to surround yourself with people who believe that you can. People who believe in the impossible. Because once you surround yourself with those kind of people, you become who God has inevitably called you to be. It is time to think big. It is time to see yourself greater than your current state. It is time to become who God has called you to be. It is time to rise up to the word that has been placed inside of you. The Bible says that Esther was an orphan. Esther was raised by her uncle or her cousin. And it was highly unlikely for Esther to become the queen if you looked at things in the normal sense. But because there was something inside of her that understood that it was bigger than her current lifestyle, she came up to that position and she became it. You may be at work and you may be trusting God for a greater position. You need to rise up to the occasion. You may be trying to start a business. You need to rise up to the occasion. Why? Because we will get what we expose ourselves to. We will get what our thinking exposes us to. And if you think that you can do anything and all things are possible with God, suddenly, you become great. Think big. Don't think small. Start taking out everything that lowers your level of thinking. Start moving and start motivating yourself to become greater. Why? Because you have been born for greatness. The Bible says that, "For I know the plans I have towards you, plans that are good and not evil, plans that will give you an expected end." God wants you to succeed even more than you wanted. You need to come up to the word that He has placed inside of you so that you can become who He has inevitably called you to be. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that my thinking is rising up. My thinking is becoming greater. I'm no longer operating in my mind, but I'm operating in the God mind. Your mind is my mind. And suddenly what I saw as impossible is becoming possible. I am moving in levels and becoming a greater version of myself. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you for listening to this morning's broadcast. I appreciate each and everything, or rather we should appreciate everything that has been placed in us. I pray that God would continue to bless you. And for now, may God bless you. May you take care until we meet again. Bye-bye.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.